This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support.
A number of years ago, an author named Simon Sinek wrote a book called Starting with Why. And he explored different companies and organizations and why they thrived even in the difficult economic times. And he realized that the companies that thrived always were able to answer the question, why? You see, companies and organizations are often very concerned with the what. What is the bottom line? What is the product they are selling? And what does the future look like for them? But Simon Sinek was able to identify that companies that thrived answered the question, why? Why did what they were selling make a difference in people's lives? As Christians, we also have to be able to answer the question, why? Specifically, why did God's commandments and laws exist? See, as Christians, we're very good at identifying the what. We can say that Jesus died on the cross and rose again to forgive us of our sins. We can look at the what and know what the Ten Commandments are. But very often, we fail to understand the why. Why does the Bible exist? Why is God's word so important? And because we often fail to identify the why, we often get the why wrong. You see, some people believe that the reason God's laws exist, why we have to follow them, is simply because God says so. Some of us remember having a parent or a teacher or a mentor in our life who, growing up, we asked the question, why, and they simply said to us, because I said so. And we often put this on the Bible. We think to ourselves that we follow the Bible simply because God says so. For other people, they follow the Bible and God's laws out of a sense of fear, that they believe that if they don't follow God's laws and commandments, that God is going to punish them, that God's laws are an elaborate set of spiritual mousetraps, if you will. And if you take one step in the wrong direction, you do not follow God's laws and God's commandments, God is going to trap and punish you. But if you believe that God's laws and commandments are to be followed simply because God says so, this will lead you to a life that is joyless, a life that simply is done out of a sense of duty, but no overall meaning or purpose. You'll see God's laws as a burden, something that you simply have to do, like brushing your teeth or changing the oil in your car. And who of you goes to change the oil in your car with a sense of joy and hope in your heart? If you believe that God's laws are there simply to punish you when you do not follow them, you'll lead a life of fear. You'll constantly be afraid and worried that if you make a mistake, if you slip up, God will punish you. But when we think about it, we realize that God does not want us to lead lives that are joyless. God does not want us to lead lives that are fearful. So if God does not want us to gain this from his laws and commandments, why do God's laws and commandments exist? Well, in order to understand this, we have to go back to the beginning of where God gives his laws and commandments, which is where our scripture reading takes place today. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Deuteronomy and was first given to God's people when they were about to enter the country of Israel. See, at one point in history, God's people were in slavery in Egypt. And God saw this was not good, and so God sent a man named Moses to free them and bring them to a place called the Promised Land, a country all of their own. And after 40 years of wandering in the desert, they finally arrived at this country of Israel. And before they entered the country, God gives Moses laws to give to his people. We know that for any society to function, for any society not to be in chaos, God gives us laws and rules. And this was the same that happens in our scripture reading today. But in all his brilliance and all his wisdom, God does not simply give what the rules and commandments are. God gives the why. Why these commandments are important. why these commandments should be followed. And that's what our scripture reading is about today. Our scripture reading today begins with Moses saying, "Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach." I love this passage because so many people make following God's commandments bigger and more complex than they actually are. Moses sort of demystifies God's word today. See, often we think that in order to understand the Bible, in order to understand what God wants of us in our daily life, we need to have some elaborate degree in theology, that we need to be sort of like an old wise Bible professor, a Dumbledore of Christianity, if you will, who understands the Bible backwards and forwards. But what Moses says in the scripture reading today is that God's word is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. He goes on to say it is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend to heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey. He's essentially saying you don't have to be some angel who descends to heaven to understand God's word, that God's word is achievable and it's attainable in our daily life. He then goes on to say that God's word is set before you today for life and prosperity. Herein lies the why. Why God gives us his commandments for life and prosperity. You see, the scripture reading today reveals to us that God does not give us his commandments for himself. God gives us his commandments for us. For us to understand how we can live in the world in a more fulfilling way, in a more purposeful way, in a way filled with more peace. Jesus in the Gospels says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this is what our scripture reading today is saying, that the rule God sets before us isn't just any old rule, but it is telling us the way that things actually are. A number of years ago, a person named Dorothy Sayers wrote a book, and she talked about that in the world there are two different kinds of law, the law of the stop sign and the law of fire. See, the law of the stop sign is laws that we create. She gave an example of a community that maybe has an intersection that is dangerous or problematic. And so they may get together and decide to put a stop sign there to benefit the people in their community. But the placement of this stop sign is sort of arbitrary. It's sort of there because people want it to be there, and it can be taken away if people don't want it to be there. But then she goes on to say that there is a different law, the law of fire. You see, fire is hot, she says, not because we make a law that says it's hot. Fire is hot simply because it's hot. Sir Isaac Newton did not invent the law of gravity. He discovered that gravity already exists. That gravity exists not because we say it exists, but gravity exists because it simply is. And that's what the purpose of the Bible is. That's what the purpose of God's commandments are. That's what the purpose of his words are, is to reveal to us simply what is. And by understanding what is, we understand how to better live in this world in a more meaningful way. Because life can often be difficult and problematic, and so it's helpful to have a roadmap that helps us clearly understand who we are, where we are going, and how we are supposed to live. I remember when I was a kid and I used to go hunting with my dad. We did all sorts of different kinds of hunting, but one of the types of hunting that we did was pheasant hunting. And pheasant hunting is a very active type of hunting. You're not just sitting in one spot for a long period of time. You have to keep moving constantly. And I remember being a kid and walking along with my dad, and if we were in open fields, I could keep up with him relatively easily. But then there were certain times where we'd be walking through difficult and thick woods. And I remember when we'd enter these woods, at first I'd be able to keep up with him step by step. But then I would get caught in some branches, or I would get caught in a thicket, and my dad would slowly start to get ahead of me. And I would struggle and I would wrestle to try to keep up with him. And finally, when he was far off in the distance, he would stop and he would wait. And I would stumble and I would trip. And finally, I would catch up to him and we'd start walking again. And once again, he would very slowly get ahead of me and he would stop and I would catch up and trip and get caught up in different things. And this happened a few times until finally he stopped and he told me, he said, "Andy, the key to walking through the woods is not to walk through nature, but is to walk with nature." And after he told me that, I began to walk through the woods in a different way. I began to see the little openings and clearings that the forest had put there for me. I began able to step in such a way that was not in the way that I wanted to step, but in the way that I needed to step in order to make it through the woods safely and effectively. God's commandments are there for us in the same way. See, many of us live our day just walking through life. We walk through life by just simply doing the things we think we're supposed to do. We sort of crash into different challenges or opportunities, and we don't always give a lot of thought to the why. But the purpose of life is not to walk through life, but to walk with Jesus in life. And the commands, the scripture reading, gives us a guide on how to do that. And by doing that, it is not for God's benefit first and foremost, but it is for our benefit so that we might live more meaningful and purposeful lives. That God, as he says in our scripture reading today, gives us the commandments so that we might have life and prosperity. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that when we follow God's laws and commandments that we live problem-free, easy, smooth lives all the time? No. It doesn't mean that. Jesus says in the Gospels that the rain falls on the good and the bad alike. But what it does mean is that when we go through storms in our life, we have a guide, a manual, if you will, that teaches us how to live through these circumstances much more effectively. Somebody once said a good acronym for the Bible might be Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. You see, the Bible is essentially an owner's manual for how we are to live our life. And we can follow the owner's manual, we cannot follow the owner's manual, but when we don't follow the owner's manual and things start to go wrong with our car, it's not the owner's manual that's punishing us, it's simply that we are not following what is. I remember not too long ago, we got a flat tire in our van that we bought a couple of years ago. And strangely enough, I couldn't find the spare tire. I couldn't find the spare tire because usually in all the cars that I've owned previously, the spare tire is in the trunk, but I had no idea where the spare tire was. And so what I did is I looked at the owner's manual and I not only found out where the spare tire was, but how to remove it and the tools needed to put the spare tire on. When life throws you a flat tire, you have an owner's manual as well in the Bible, in the scriptures. And by studying God's word, by seeking to live up to God's word, you don't earn God's love or lose God's love. You simply learn to live into God's love that has always been and always will be more effectively. And the good news is that God's word is more accessible now than it has ever been in human history. You see, before Martin Luther in the Middle Ages, the Bible was only written in Latin. And only the priests, a select group of people, could understand what it meant. And Martin Luther saw this as a problem, so he rewrote the Bible in the common language of the day. And today we have so many different resources before us where we can learn and study God's word. We have apps on our phones where we can study the Bible each and every day. We have podcasts and videos that we can watch. Even at our own church, we put out a worship service each and every week. If you're sick or if you miss church, you can watch it there. And now our sermons are on a podcast each and every week where you can download them and listen to them in your car. God's word is available and all around us. And the question isn't, why should we follow God's word? The question is, why wouldn't we follow God's word? Jesus says that he has come to give us life and life abundantly. And we can have the abundant life by following and trusting God's word. And this abundant life will sustain us in good times and bad. And so as the book of Proverbs say, lean not on your own understanding, but lean on the word of God, the truth that is and always will be. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of your word and your truth. And we ask that you help us live into it each and every day, that you help us do so not out of sense of burden, but out of sense of joy, knowing that you have come to give us the abundant life through your holy word. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at @GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.